We're picking up on the bottom of Tess Amud Beis, 2, 4, 7 lines up from the bottom of the page. Last time we learned that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Eliezer says that the source of rainwater is the okeanos, is the ocean. The water from the ocean goes up into the sky and then falls down as rain. And Rabbi Yehoshua says that no, that the source of the water is the waters that are in the heavens, that there are waters stored in the heavens, and from there comes the rainwater. So the Gemara is going to discuss how each opinion understands certain psukim and certain drashas. So we're starting right after the parentheses. Kaman al-Zahadich Siv, according to whom, according to which opinion does this pasuk and its understanding go? The pasuk says, Mashka harim me'aliyosav, that Hashem waters the mountains from his upper chambers. V'amar b'yochlam me'eliyosav shel kadosh baruch from the upper chambers of Hashem, meaning Hashem uses the water from the upper chambers to water the mountains. Come on, who does this go like? Rabbi Yeshua. This seems to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the source of rain are the heavenly waters. V'Rabbi Eliezer, and what is Rabbi Eliezer? How does he understand this pasuk and this drasha? He would answer that no, kaven desalki lahasam, since the water goes up to there from the oceans, mashka me'aliyosav kari lehu, so the pasuk calls it and considers it watering it from the upper waters, meaning, yes, it's true, Hashem waters from above, but it's only the ocean water that went up above and now is coming down. Because if you don't say this, meaning if you don't say that water which goes up to the heavens, the Torah would describe as coming down from the heavens. If you don't say this, the pasuk which says avak va'afar min ha'aretz, that in the Torah Hashem says that He will send down dust and dirt from the heavens. So clearly, the dust and dirt come from the ground; they don't come from the heavens. Heichem yishkach. So how can you ever have dust and dirt coming from the heavens? Ela kaven de madli lahasam min hashamayim kari leh. Rather, what must you say? Since the dust and dirt were lifted up to the heavens, then were sent down from the heavens, the Torah describes it as coming down from the heavens. So too, even though the Torah, the drush and the pasuk, mashka mayim eliyosav, pasuk in Tehillim describes the waters coming from above, it doesn't mean it originated from above, it means it came from the ocean, went above, and then came down. Let's see Rashi on that so far. Kerebi Yehoshua, that this drasha, this understanding goes like Rabbi Yeshua, Da'amar Mimayim Ha'elyonim, who says that the rain comes from the upper waters, the heavenly waters. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan Me'eliyosav Shamayla, that Hashem waters the mountains and the heaven and the earth. That Hashem brings the rain from the upper waters. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan Me'eliyosav Shamayla, again from the upper waters. Klomar, meaning to say, Mimayim Ha'elyonim, again from these upper waters. Rav Yochanan Mayim Elyonim Asa Lashmin, and Rav Yochanan is coming to explain this pasuk means that the waters come from above. Why? The Elav Rav Yochanan, because if you didn't have Rav Yochanan, Hava Amina Dahachi Kamar, I could have said that this is what the pasuk is saying. May Aliyos Shaykarish Baruchu Hu Omi Behem, from the upper chambers where Hashem stands, where Hashem is, Hu Mashka Usan Lamata, He causes the water to be sent below. But the water is really coming from the ocean. So you could have said, what does it mean Hashem waters from above? Not that the waters are coming from above, but Hashem from above controls the waters and brings them from the ocean. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it means that the water comes from above. So that sounds like Rabbi Yeshua. Continuing Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer, he would say, Amar le'olam me'eliyosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'Rabbi Yochanan. Even Rabbi Eliezer can read the pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan, that the waters are coming from above, not that Hashem alone is above. And still it means that the water comes from the ocean, goes up, and then comes down. Continuing in the Gemara, two lines up from the bottom, Kaman azla had Amr Chanina, according to whom does this statement of Amr Chanina go? Like, Kones kaneid mehayam, no same boat saros tahomos. That this is in describing Synchrius Yam Suf, that Hashem gathers, or I'm sorry, no it's not. Hashem gathers, the pasuk says Hashem gathers together like a wall the waters of the ocean, and He places them in the storehouses of the depths. So Rav Chanina darshan that to mean migaram lootzaros sheyismalu bar, who causes the storehouses to be filled with grain, tahomos the depths, meaning the waters that come from the depths, they turn into the rain and they cause the grain to grow and to fill the silos. So who does that sound like? Rabbi Elazar. That's like Rabbi Elazar, who says that the rain comes from the oceans. Let's see Rashi in that before we get to go on to the next page. Tahomos, the depths. Maim shalmata, the water from below. Kirachsiv tahomos yichas yumu. In the Shira, it says that the depths, meaning the depths of the water, would cover them. So you see depths refers to the waters of the ocean. So again, this pasuk sounds like Rabbi Eliezer. So how does Rabbi Yeshua understand this pasuk and this Rasha of Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua would say, Hahu bibriaso shel olam. That is referring to the creation of the world. Let's see Rashi what that means. Bibriaso shel olam ksiv. This pasuk is written, Shahaya kolam shatuf amayim. The whole world was covered with water. Bakash baruch hu kinsam b'makom echad. And Hashem gathered the water together in one place. Kemachnis mayim benot. As if he was gathering together in a flask, in some sort of vessel. Shinas nambo tzaros, and he put the water in the storehouses of the depths, meaning of the oceans. Dechsev no same boat tzaros tohomos, that he placed the water in the depths in the storehouses. What does that mean? Sam chol gvulo v'otzer liyam, that he placed, he made the sand a border and a storehouse for the sea. So Rabbi Yeshua understands the pasuk to mean that how does the waters of the ocean provide for the world? Not that they give the rainwater, but Hashem had to put the waters into the ocean in order to allow there to be open land so that things could grow and people could live. Continuing in the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanu, the rabbis taught in the Braisa, Eretz Yisrael nivrei tchila v'chol ha'olam kulo nivra l'basof. So we're moving on to a new topic. For now, Eretz Yisrael was created first, and only afterwards was the rest of the world created. Shinemar, the pasuk says, "Ad lo asa Eretz v'chutzos," that it was before Hashem had made the land v'chutzos in the outer areas. You see, there was one land first that He made, and then the outer lands. So, which was the first land He made? Presumably, Eretz Yisrael. Continuing the Gemara. Eretz Yisrael, Mashko Sakar Shbarchu Ba'atzmo. Eretz Yisrael, Hashem waters Himself. He Himself causes rain to fall there. V'chol olam kulo al yedei shliach. But the rest of the world receives water only through a shliach, through a messenger, not directly from Hashem. Shneamar, the pasuk says, Hanasei matar al pnei aretz v'sholeach mayim al pnei chutzos. That Hashem places the rain on the land, referring to Eretz Yisrael, and He sends the water to the outer areas. What does it mean He sends? He sends al yedei shliach only through a messenger. Similarly, Eretz Yisrael shosa megeshamim. The Eretz Yisrael drinks the rainwater. V'chol ha'olam kulo mitamsis, and the rest of the world drinks, it receives only the leftovers after Eretz Yisrael has taken the rain it needs. Shinamar, as the pasuk says, hanosin matar opnei aretz, that Hashem first gives the rain to the land, and only afterwards, meaning from the remainder, does He give to the rest of the world. Similarly, Eretz Yisrael shows its chila v'chol ha'olam kulo l'basof. Eretz Yisrael drinks, receives the rain first, and only afterwards does the rest of the world. Again, from that same pasuk, similarly, Shneamar hanosin matar al pnei aretz, that Hashem first gives the rain to Eretz Yisrael, and only then to the outer lands. Mashal, it's comparable to la'adam shemegabal esagvina, a person who is kneading dough, kneading cheese, that a certain process of making cheese, notel esochel, and he takes the food for himself. Umaneach esepsolos, and the leftover byproducts, not really the cheese itself, kind of just the part that's not so good, so that he leaves over and lets other people take. Similarly, Eretz Yisrael gets the first best rain, and the other nations, other lands, just kind of get the leftovers that's not so good. We'll see Rashi in that so far. Mishiure tamsis, from the leftovers. What does that mean? Mashinishar ba'avim achashtiyah, so what's left in the clouds after Eretz Yisrael drinks. So first Eretz Yisrael receives rain, and whatever is left over goes to the rest of the world. The pasuk says, first the rain goes out to the arts, onto the face of the land, meaning Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says. B'tchila shows, first it drinks. Sham yorna hashem tchila kach shemati, that first the rain falls there, kach shemati. That's what I heard. Okay, back into the Gemara. Amar Mar, so we're quoting from above, that again, that Rabbi Eliezer said that the water comes from the ocean that goes up to the clouds, and even though the ocean water is salty, the clouds, literally, Amar Mar, mimaskin hain ba'avin, so the clouds sweeten, remove the salt from the water, and then it falls down as clear water. Minale, so where did Rabbi Eliezer know this from? Da'amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan said, Iksiv, on the one hand, one pasuk says, Chashkas Mayim Ave Shechakim, that the darkness of the water is in thick clouds. Uksiv, an extremely similar pasuk says, Chashras Mayim Ave Shechakim, that we learned earlier, we darshaned that to mean the sieve of the cloud. Right, the cloud is like a sieve that sprinkles the water. So the sieve of the water, Ave Shechakim, are thick clouds. So Rav Yochanan said we have two extremely similar psukim that are only off by one letter. So he says, take those two letters, Shkol Chaf, we should take the Chaf from Chashkas in the first pasuk, the Shadi Aresh, and place it, throw it with the Resh of Chashras, the Karibay, and together you get Chach Sharas. And Hayz and Cheses are interchanged, so it's like Chach Sharas Mayim, the preparation, the preparation of the water is in the clouds. So in what way do the clouds prepare the water? So it means they sweeten them, they remove the salt. Okay, so that's where Rabbi Eliezer learned that clouds prepare the water by removing the salt. Rabbi Yeshua, Bahani Krai Mari Darsh Behu, so Yeshua, who understands that the water comes from above, what does he darsh in these psukim for? What does he learn from these psukim? So again, the second pasuk of Chashras, he already learned that the cloud is like a sieve that sprinkles the waters over the land. What does he do with the first pasuk? Savrla kiha dechi asa Rav Dimi Amar. He understands it like when Rav Dimi, who when he came, he said, Amri Bam Rav, he said, they say in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, Nahor Anani Zirin Mohi, if you have light clouds, so then there will only be a little water. Chashuch Anani, but very dark clouds, Sagyan Mohi will have lots of water. So that's what it means, that the darkness of the water is in thick clouds, that dark clouds will produce a lot of water. Okay, continuing in the Gemara. Kaman Azala Hadesanya, according to whom, meaning Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua, does this Braisa go? That we learned in a Braisa, Maim Halyonim Pemaim Arheim Tzulim, that the upper waters are hanging in the air, but mine were according to the statement of Hashem. Uperoseya megashamim, and their fruits, meaning what they produce, is the rainwater. Shinemar, the pasuk says, Mipri masecha tispa aretz, from the fruits of your works, the land is satiated. So, come on, who is this like? Yeshua, this is like Yeshua, who says that the rainwater comes from the upper waters. For Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer, what will he say? Hahu b'maisa yadav shal kadosh baruch hu hu dechsev. That is referring to the act of creation of Hashem's handiwork. Meaning the pasuk of Mipri Masecha Tispa Aretz, that the land is satiated from your handiwork, it doesn't mean the waters that are in the heavens, it just means in general, from the act of creation, world exists. Fine, let's see Rashi up until there. Rashi, Chashras Mayim v'Chashkas Mayim, Shnei Mikraos, saying these are two different psukim that are just very similar. Chad b'Tehillim v'Chad b'Shmuel v'Yidaber David. One is in Tehillim and one is in Shmuel in the Perek v'Yidaber David. Hachi Gar Sinan. This is the correct version of the Gemara. Shkol Chaf v'Shadei Reish. Take the Chaf and put it on the Reish. Klomar, Kach Chaf Shavmilas Chashkas. Take the Chaf, which is in the word Chashkas, v'Tzirfa Imilas Chashras, and then combine it with the word Chashras. The Karibe Chach Sharas, and therefore you can read it as Chach Sharas, which again means Chach Sharas, meaning the preparation of the water. Shememathkin umachshirin ba'avim, that the water is sweetened and prepared, made ready in the clouds. Chashachanani sugiyin meimohi, that dark clouds have a lot of water. Behind it, that's what the pasuk means when it says Chashkasmaim, that the darkness of the water, that is dark from a lot of water. Nahor anani, but if the clouds are light, kisha ha'anan kalish, when the cloud is very light and weak, zi'irin mimohi, so its waters will be only very little. U'mechal chashuch sagiyin atalamad aval nahor zi'irin, and we infer from the fact that dark clouds have a lot of water from the pasuk, right? So therefore you can learn that Aval Nahor Zirin, but light clouds only have a little water. So we learn both these statements from only that one pasuk, V'chashras, and the other pasuk, V'chashras, as we said, Lashon Hashara kamo ein shoran dyo is the lashon of soaking like a child. You can't soak dye. Kedarsha le'rishua la'el, as Rishua darshaned earlier, that what that the cloud absorbs the water from above and then sprinkles it below. Aval chashkas mivoy le'lahachi lahachi, but chashkas we need for this and for this. We need to teach us that dark clouds have a lot of water and light clouds only have a little. The Maimar Hain Tzulin, that the upper waters hang by the statement, Eina Nachos al Shum Dabar, they don't rest on anything. El Mechunasos v'omdos, they're gathered together and they simply stand, Kamin Brecha, like a pool. Utzulios v'maimar shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's hanging there through the statement, through the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uperosein Megashamim, and their fruits are the rainwater. Mishum Lishne Dekrad Nakat Hachi, it used this language because it's coming from the language of the Pasuk, which said, Miprima Secha. Mishum Dechsiv Miprima Secha. Tisba Haaretz, because it says that from the fruits of your work, the land is satiated. Uperosein, what does it mean, the fruits of the water? Klomer Mizeya Samayim, simply from the mist of the water that leaves that pool. Sheinech Sarnklim, because they don't lose, it still sees the same pool, but simply a certain vapor or mist comes up from it. Kedachsiv, the Pasuk says, Pelag Elokim Alimayim, that the pool of God is full of water. Kol Sha'a, it's always like that. Karen Kayemis, Uperosein Megashamim. And the principle, I mean the actual pool, stays the same, and the fruits, what it produces, is the water. V'chemeforesh is the rain. V'chemeforesh v'breishis rabba, and this is explicit in the Medrash in Breishis Rabba. Okay, back into the Gemara. Now we're going to have a few statements that discuss the size of the world and the size of different things. Rishu ben Levi said, Kol olam kulo mitamsis gan eden hushosa, that the entire world drinks from the leftover from the water which first goes to Gan Eden. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, v'nahar yosei me'eden, that a river left Eden and went directly into the Gan Eden. So you see, first Gan Eden gets this water, and then we get the leftovers. Tana, and it was taught mitamsis base core shosa tirkov, that from base core is a certain area. And it says that the water that would be used to water the base core, mitamsis, from the remainder of that shosa tarkov, an area of a tarkov, could be watered. And a tarkov is 1/60th of a base core, as Rashi will explain. So therefore, if the whole world drinks from the remainder of the Gan Eden, so the whole world must be only 1/60th of Gan Eden. Similarly, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, the rabbis taught Eretz Mitzrayim, Havyadal Meos Parsa, Al Dal Meos Parsa, that the land of Egypt is 400 parsos by 400 parsos. I think each parsa is about 2.5 miles. So that would be about 1,000 miles by 1,000 miles. V'hu echad mishishim v'kush, and that's 1/60th of the area of Kush. V'kush echad mishishim v'olam, and Kush is 1/60th of the entire world. V'olam echad mishishim v'ganin, the world is 1/60th of Gan Eden. The Gan Echad Mishishim Le'Eden, and Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, is 1/60th of the area, the whole area called Eden. The Eden Echad Mishishim LeGehenim, and Eden is 1/60th of Gehenim, of Hell. Nimsa Kola Olam Kulo Kikisui Kedera LeGehenim. It turns out that the whole world is just like the cover of a potlin compared to Gehenim, meaning is much, much smaller than Gehenim. Again, all these statements are difficult to understand. They obviously have a deeper meaning than what the words seem to say. V'yesha omrim, and some say, the Gemara says, Gehenim ein l'shir, that the Gehenim actually has no size. It's infinite. V'yesha omrim Eden ein l'shir, and some say that Eden does not have a size. It is infinite. Rabbi Oshia said, Ma'idich Siv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, this is a new topic, Shochenes amayim rabim rabas otzaros. This is referring to Bavel, that Bavel dwells on the water. There is much water in rivers. Mayim rabim, on much water. Rabas otzaros, its storehouses are great, are mighty. There's a lot of grain in Bavel. So we darshan, mi garim lebavel shu otzaroseha mleos bar. What caused Bavel, Babylonia, so that its storehouses would be full with grain? Havi omer v'nei shochenes amayim rabim. That's because it dwells on a lot of water. Similarly, Rav said, Atira Bavel is rich, Dechatzda Belomitra, that it reaps grain without any rain. Even without rain, it will have a good harvest. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Nikitin, we hold that is because Tovani Velo Yoshani, that it's in a it's a wet, swampy area and not a dry area. That wet areas will be able to grow things much better than dry areas, obviously. Let's see, Rashi. Benahar Yotzi, Aiden, the river left Aiden. Similar to others, just kind of a way to remember it. Shigan Aiden shows some in Hagsham Tchila that the Gan Aiden would drink the rainwater first, because the Pasuk says, Benahar Yotzi, Aiden, Lahashko says the Gan, that the river left Aiden to go feed, to go give drink to water the gardens. You see, Gan Aiden got the water first. Tana, we learned from Thompson's base core from the remainder of the water used to water a base core, the area of a base core. What does that mean? Kli Shemashkin Bimema base core. The vessel that's used to water the area of a base core. Yechol Nahashkos Mitamsiso Shir Zrias Tarkov. So the leftovers will be enough to water the area which is used to plant a Tarkov, which is a certain amount of seeds. Shu'echa Mishishim base core, which is 1/60th of a base core. Base core and Tarkov are literally both measures of seeds, but it means the area that would be used, that would be needed to plant that amount of seeds. So again, it's 1/60th. The leftovers would be able to water 1/60th. V'hachanami, so too, olam echad mishishim gan Eden. The world is 1/60th of Gan Eden. And therefore, v'daylo v'tamsis ha'ananim ha'mashkin es gan. Therefore, the world has enough with the leftovers in the clouds from after watering Gan Eden. Gan lifnei kol olam kulo kegan Lagan, that the Gan compared to the whole world, meaning 60 times, is equal to all of Aden compared to the garden. Nimsokol Kulo Kisoy Kikadera, the whole world is like a kisoy compared of a pot compared to Gehenim, Kloma Hakatan Kenegan Hakadera, that the kisoy is obviously much smaller than the pot, so too the world is much smaller than Gehenim. Shochanasamayim Rabim, Bavel dwells on much water. Rabas Otsaros, your storehouses are mighty. Rashi is just finishing the pasuk for us, so we know what pasuk this means. Ba kitzecha, but your time has come. Amas bitzecha, a measure according to your theft or your evil ways. Okay, it's in Yirmiyahu, you're saying the bubble is going to be destroyed, but the point is the pasuk says it's rich because it dwells by the water. Sharabu otzroseha, shikano osher, that it acquired riches. Mayim rabim, it has much water. Why shemashkin sadoseim de bubble? Mayram Shemashkin, Sadosan, where there's much water to water their fields. The Babel Mukami Kol Ha'artos, because Babel is deeper, is lower than all the other lands. Ugshamim Metaftafim V'yarnashim, therefore the rain all drip down and flow into Babel. Asira Babel, Babel is rich. Ashirihi, it's rich. Babel Shekotrim Batfuah B'lomatra, that it can harvest grain without rain. She'en Atzrichan L'gshamim, it doesn't need rain. The Kitin, Abai says, we understand, we believe the Hachichas above of Mitra, that this is the reason why Bavel can harvest without rain. De Tovani, Himako Metsula Urakak, it's a place which is very damp and swampy. And therefore, since it's always damp and there's always water, it can grow things even without rain. Below Yoshani, She'ena Yavashim, Bavel is not dry. Therefore, Bavel, even without rain, would always have a good harvest and was a very rich country.